public service being provided now by the Doug Steffen Good Day program, styling you into the next world. Here we are on Tuesday morning. Hello to Fort Collins, Colorado. How do you do? And to Reno, Nevada, and Fayetteville, North Carolina, and Shreveport. Say who? What?
It's Fayetteville.
Fayetteville?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm from North Carolina. Well, I'm not from there.
What do they
my
say?
There.
Fayetteville.
They what say Fayetteville.
How do they say Santa Barbara?
Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara? That's how they say that? Right.
Hi, Santa Barbara.
Green Bay, Eau Claire, all those places. Here we are. When you want us, we are here. Reading, Pennsylvania. Hello. Let's see, who else? Palm Springs, hello. Mm-hmm. First person to call from Palm Springs, I just decided, gets a prize. You ready? Or Birmingham, 800-510-8255. You get some of our free e-food. Have you heard about the e-food yet? Free e-food. There's a spot in the friends section at DougSteffen.com and also on the right-hand side of the homepage where you can sign up to get free food. Free food. This is a new company that has come to me, and they have a product that will, for pennies, feed your entire family. It's organic. It's really pretty special stuff. It lasts for a long, 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 long time. No spoiled food from the food store. And this is a way, you know, we talk a lot about the budget, Jennifer, and the concern people have for us spending money to feed people around the world. This would do it, and very inexpensively. This would do it. So I want you to find out free what this food is all about. All right, so if you go to DougSteffen.com, again, in the friends section at DougSteffen.com, have we tweeted on this?
You know what? I will.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
You just touched on something for me.
But, which is?
Which is, wouldn't it be cool if you got some of this food and you kept it with you in your car?
Yep.
And when someone asked you for money or said they were hungry, instead of that debate, giving them money or not, what if you gave them some of this food?
What a great idea.
That's pretty cool, brilliant. Huh?
You are brilliant.
I know. Every once in a while.
No, a lot. Jennifer is brilliant. Okay, so go to DougSteffen.com and find this e-food. It's a gold sort of banner in the friends section or on the right-hand side of the homepage when it comes up in the circular. I think there are four or five products that are there. Click on that. Tells you how to sign up for getting the free food. And we are giving it away as prizes as well for a lot of those people who connect with us at 800-510-8255. So I've given the challenge to those people listening in various places around the country that I said I wanted to hear from. Now it's up to you, as they say. The Physicians Committee on Responsible Medicine, which is a group of Scientologists, and that discounts the information in some people's minds. I say that because it is known that the Physicians Committee is a part of Scientology, but I do not think that takes away from their latest treatise, which suggests that a hot dog a day
keeps the doctor away
is more cancerous than smoking.
Oh.
A hot dog a day is more serious, problematic, causes more cancer than smoking. I don't know how they find that out, don't know how they figure it out, but it is worth some consideration, is it not?
I wish I could get nitrates in those hot dogs.
Well, there are. Remember, we've had a lot of conversation about hot dogs the last week or so because the local hot dogs and that sort of thing around the country that are being produced are outselling the national brands. So the national brands are retweaking, if you will, retooling so that they can compete with the locals. I don't know what's in a local hot dog. I'm suspecting that there aren't the nitrates that you're talking about because they don't have to ship them that far. And I don't know that they're concerned about shelf life. But can you imagine, even if this is partially true, let's say it isn't 100% true, but it's partially true, that hot dogs are more cancerous than smoking. Now, that's something. Here's a reality that I learned when I was nosing around Scientology back, 25 years ago or less. I started, when I first went to Los Angeles in 94. Mm-hmm. So that would have been, 15, 16, 17 years ago. I started because Scientology's headquartered there in Hollywood, and the minister was on my radio program. I think it was the local show, and then I had him on the national program. I was doing a program at KBC. Reverend Hubert Gents, I believe was his name.
Oh, and that sounds vaguely familiar. Yeah.
And then I remember them inviting me to some of their events. And the thing that I noticed more than anything else about Scientologists is that they were all smoking like chimneys.
Really?
Smoke, 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 smoke. As a Scientologist?
Yeah.
I don't know. The visible people, well, John Travolta is a big smoker. Kirstie Alley is a big smoker. I don't believe Tom Cruise smokes.
If you pick three
people who sort of epitomize what Scientology is about in a visible way, it's Cruise, Travolta, and Kirstie Alley. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree.
Okay. Kirstie Alley, big smoker. John Travolta, big smoker.
I don't think
Cruise
I need
not.
That.
Yeah. All right. So it's food for thought. Does that, again, sort of, does it sway one's thinking about the information? It is purely in the minds of most people, it's perceivable and reasonable when you think about it. Again, with what you've just said, the nitrates, preservatives, kind of things they put in hot dogs.
You usually barbecue them, which is more carcinogen.
Right, more carcinogen.
On the outside. Yeah.
Yep, yep. So there could be something
I
to that.
Buy it. Yeah.
Would that sway you from having a hot dog, Jennifer?
Well, here's the thing. I don't eat a hot dog a day,
No. And
I don't think that I would. I eat a hot dog when I go to a baseball game or you know, something like that. And then it's a treat, and it's really, really good.
Yeah,
I don't think I would appreciate a hot dog as much as if I ate it every single day.
Yeah. All right. So food for thought, if you'll pardon the pun, 800 or the bun. We're silly. 800-510-FOOLISH or silly. I had a debate with a friend of mine about the meaning of the word silly and the meaning of the word foolish. To me, they're kind of the same.
Yeah, me too. And they're both great words. It's
they are good
that
words.
Way.
Yeah, okay. 800-510-8255. So with the battle of the budget, we're all focusing on numbers. And we're looking at ways to, in our own world, sort of save or try to help people redirect their focus. One of the things I noticed that's happening in three or four states around the country, there is a roller coaster ride of a debate, a roller coaster, maybe that's that. Well, it's an up and down debate about whether or not to have betting, casinos, the ability for people to gamble in your state, because the budgets aren't being made or met. People are being laid off. Programs are being stopped, yada, yada, yada. I still don't see anybody dealing with waste, fraud, corruption, or abuse. Maybe we keep hitting them over the head with a rubber hammer. That'll get someplace. But is betting the way for you to fix the problems in your state? 800-510-8255. What does this bring? What does this put forth? What does this do what I felt was always the legitimate discussion here? People go to gamble who can't afford to gamble.
Right.
For the most part.
People are going to gamble.
But they're
going to
gamble anyway, so
yeah,
why not have them? Yeah.
Yeah, people are gambling in the state of California already.
Yeah.
But we don't get to see that money at all because it goes all straight to the American Indians.
Yeah. Right.
Native Americans.
Who's being helped by this?
Right.
There are all kinds of things.
They don't get taxed.
I get a kick out of people. They'll bet on anything.
You think
it used to be you go to the poker table?
Yeah.
Yeah, here's somebody. We just were talking about the hot dog. And I'll bet you someplace is a bet on whether or not the people in the science world can prove that premise. Right?
Maybe you're betting on competitive eating.
$10,000! They can't prove that. What do you think?
You would find someone to do that. They have all kinds of betting lines on everything weird. Even on TV. Who's going to win on The Bachelor?
Yeah.
Who's going to win? Funny stuff.
Hmm. But is it a symptom of something that's more scurrilous? 800-510-8255. I'll bet you $20,000 I can get a hole-in-one
on the
golf course today. You bet me, right?
I'll take that bet.
I'll bet you $100,000 you can't cut your weight by 12 pounds in the next month.
Mm. Right? I might be able to take that bet.
Whatever. That was a figure of speech. 800-510-8255.
$100,000.
All right, so anyway, Your thoughts are important to our discussion. We'll chase down some of your Facebook thoughts in a moment here. Good day. It's 17 past the hour.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? 4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. At that price, you don't have to shop around. In fact, you can get your kids a few extra flash drives, which means you won't have to hear,
"Mom, I left it in a computer. I'm just not sure which computer."
Or,
"My flash drive? I lost that, like, the first week of class."
Or our favorite,
"I gave it to my girlfriend. I made her a sweet playlist."
4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. Now at Staples. That was easy. Valid while supplies last.
I'm in the "I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business" business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, "I wish I'd never said that"? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit Geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Summertime means vacation time for many, but did you know only 57% of Americans actually take advantage of their time off? International travel expert Kim Mance tells us more about why we are living in a no-vacation nation compared to other countries.
People outside the U.S. often have trouble believing that we actually generally only get 2 weeks of vacation time. Europeans have more vacation time available to them, and they actually take it, according to a survey recently by Expedia.com. If you start by making a list of experiences that you want to have, don't focus on the destination at first. Focus on the activity. And a company like Expedia can help you take that step because you're going to see more deals come through and the world's going to be more open to you. They just kicked off a partnership with Groupon, and they offer hand-picked destination travel deals. You get up to 50% off with the Groupon getaways with Expedia. And it's a great voucher system, so you actually get more time to plan your trip because most of them, you have up to a year to redeem the voucher.
To sign up for Groupon getaways with Expedia, you can go to groupon.com/getaways.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
We're here to tell you about the Rent-A-Center clearance event.
Make that Rent-A-Center clearance mania.
Yeah, save up to 50% on select brand name merchandise throughout the store.
We're talking savings in the house, brother.
Oh, brother.
Rental purchase or lease purchase. Save up to 50% compared to non-promotional rent-to-own prices for new merchandise. Offer ends August 20th, 2011 and applies to select new and pre-leased items as marked in store. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and I, 800-510-8255, by the way, is the connection line for the phone. We're talking about revenues, casinos, gambling, betting. James in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I just wanted to say, you know, in Myrtle Beach, I think it would make a huge revenue difference. If you look at Atlantic City, and Myrtle Beach is already a larger destination than Atlantic City, for instance.
So you'd support it there? How close is the nearest gambling to you now?
Well, there's a cruise that you can go on up in Pearls Inlet, which is about 40 miles north.
But you don't have any land. You have no casinos having been built around. You have to go on a
no land
a cruise.
Casinos. Right. The closest place I'd say would be in Florida, maybe. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your input. Stand by.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
I'm going to give you another opportunity. You ready?
There are no wrong answers here, Kerry.
No, there always is. We'll find a right answer.
Only incorrect questions.
What's the name of the former mayor of Washington we were talking about earlier? Think about Raz and
Boyden.
Blue.
Straw.
Dingle.
Boysen Dingle?
Boysen Dingle. That's it. That's right. Mayor Boysen Dingle.
Boysen Dingle. That's it. Right.
No. I'm a politician, which means I'm a cheat and a liar. And when I'm not kissing babies, I'm stealing their lollipops.
Having fun with Doug Steffens. Good day.
President Obama's motorcade has been fined $16 by the City of London for the traffic congestion his car caused during his visit to England. $16, yeah. And typical Obama, when he asked him to pay the fine, he said, "Ah, my grandkids will take care of it." All right. Borders Bookstores announced they are going out of business by the end of September, which is sad. You know what's even sadder? The country's gone out of business August 2nd, okay? Borders is in better shape than we are. At least they get another month. We only get till the 2nd. And President Obama's 50th birthday is coming up in a couple of weeks. If you're thinking of getting him something, he could use about $14 trillion.
August 2nd, and yet we're alive. We're alive. It's okay. Jennifer, we've survived.
August 2nd. Thankfully.
We have the strength of our commitment. So, anyway, the conversation that we're having here, just joining us 25 past the hour, is about I guess it is about the debt and the spending and the budgets and all that stuff. But how some states are trying to deal with it. Now the Fed say, well, we're not going to give you as much money anymore. We've become dependent on that money for lots of different things, from police cars to shovels. So how about we open some gambling joints and get the dough that way? Mike and
Lemonade
Hattie's
stands and gambling joints. I like it.
What'd you say, Jennifer?
Lemonade stands.
We should have lemonade stands.
Well,
they'll probably close those
joints
down because they're illegal. Mike's in Hattiesburg. Hi.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all doing?
We're well. How about you?
Ah, hanging in there. I want to talk about that casino thing. I can remember back here in Mississippi 20-plus years ago when we voted in the casinos, and we were promised lower car tags, improved school districts and what have you. Improved roads and just, I mean, numerous things were promised. And we've yet to see any of it. All that, and what you said a while ago about only the poor class go to these casinos, it's true.
When I walked through Las Vegas, last week I was in Las Vegas, and you can't help but, no matter whether you're staying in a hotel or you're walking to the airport, wherever you go, there are the one-armed bandits and they're...
Right.
But no one's ever in the high roller room. Did you notice that?
No.
Right. There's very few. That's what, you know, the lower class, and I'll rephrase that only. It's not only them. You know, there are a few out there, you know, high rollers in there, but the majority of it is the lower class. And, you know, they're staying broke. The state's profiting big-time money. The casinos, of course, are profiting big-time money. And we've yet to see anything. You know, I think it's 60 cents of every dollar that the state takes in goes to the schools. But yet we still get a laundry list of school supplies that the parents are supposed to buy, toiletries and you know, what have you. You know, and the roads are just in terrible shape. The car tags, I think they're probably at their highest they've ever been.
Look at your telephone. There are all kinds of things. I was looking at my telephone bill the other day, and I also have in front of me a the rules for the credit cards and how much you're going to pay them and the taxes. I mean, all of this stuff is just piling on top of us. And whether the casino is the right way to fix it, my guess is no. All right, Mike, thank you. 800-510-TALK on Good Day.
The Hotels.com 48-hour sale is only for people that like to get great hotel deals. Also for people that want to book hotel deals right now, this Tuesday and Wednesday only. It is certainly not for those opposed to booking things on Tuesdays and or Wednesdays, people that hate the number 48, or people that respond to a 48-hour hotel sale with, ew, gross. Safe to say the Hotels.com 48-hour sale is for you. So book your hotel deal now and save up to 50% off this Tuesday and Wednesday only. Hotels.com. Be smart. Book smart. Restrictions apply. See site for details. E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? 4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. At that price, you don't have to shop around. In fact, you can get your kids a few extra flash drives, which means you won't have to hear,
"Mom, I left it in a computer. I'm just not sure which computer."
Or,
"My flash drive? I lost that, like, the first week of class."
Or our favorite,
"I gave it to my girlfriend. I made her a sweet playlist."
4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. Now at Staples. That was easy. Now it while supplies last.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
We're here to tell you about the Rent-A-Center clearance event.
Make that Rent-A-Center clearance mania.
Yeah, save up to 50% on select brand name merchandise throughout the store.
We're talking savings in the house, brother.
Oh, brother.
Rental purchase or lease purchase. Save up to 50% compared to non-promotional rent-to-own prices for new merchandise. Offer ends August 20th, 2011, and applies to select new and pre-leased items as marked in store. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com.
In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick-fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
Things. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. Timely, useful, relevant, and fun. So you've joined the turf department. Yesterday, the rally started up 139 points after the debt thing was announced. And then all of the gains fell apart by the end of the day because somebody actually read read the bill. Wait a minute. How are we gonna, this doesn't... You know that the increase in certain things, I was looking at something that now is $500 billion and it'll be $590 billion in 10 years, but yet it's less than what was anticipated to be spent. That's the ruse here.
Yeah.
It's all
we'll,
a ruse.
We'll do a little better than you thought was terrible.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Did you know the best part of the day for me, though?
What was that, Jennifer?
Gabby Gifford showing up.
Yeah, that, was, cool. That was neat.
Yep. That's awesome.
Yes, it was very, very, very special.
She's
neat
a walking
the way
miracle.
Both sides, the people talking about how they have, you know, their partisan differences, which are kind of foolish, but there are, you know, there are ways of working around them. It is okay to have disagreements. Richie and I have them all the time.
All the time.
Jennifer and I have disagreements very much.
Every once in a while.
Yeah, there are people that you can, for the most part, if you are civil, you can disagree without being disagreeable. Old cornball expression. Very true. Very true. So anyway, these people, the respect that is due, I think it isn't the people, it's the job that deserves respect. People say, oh, I respect the president. I respect the office. I may not care for who's there at the moment, and I don't mean that just now. You know, we all have those moments.
Well, I think we all acknowledge it. It's an amazing feat to be able to get to that mark.
Oh, yeah.
Especially, I mean, President Obama, I mean, the guy came out of nowhere and just boom, superstar.
Yeah, all
you know?
That way, all the way over from Kenya.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Wow.
Without a birth certificate.
Yeah, right. How do you get into this country?
Right. Woo. But yeah, that's, I mean, you know.
So there are ways of cutting. My favorite focus is the fire department.
Mm-hmm.
Richie knows how I love...
I enjoy the fire department
love,
as well.
Love, yeah. I'm sure you do, right.
For different reasons.
So, my friend, Russ Goebel, you remember I was visiting in Sydney and Victoria, British Columbia, a couple of months ago? And Russ, who listens to us in any, he's in Reno, he's down in Palm Springs, he's listening up in Sydney, I think that's where he spends a couple of months during the summertime. He sent me the way the Sydney Fire Department works. Here's a town, you would, if you went up there, you'd say it was an average town, like a lot of suburban communities, very pretty, fairly nicely run. By the way, lots of Americans are going to Canada to live. They're selling their places here, and the real estate values, if you go to Victoria and those places, Sydney is the next town to Victoria, British Columbia, or all around that island, or any of those areas that are near Seattle, the real estate values are shooting up because Canada is very stable. It may be a little more expensive, but it's very stable. And people want stability. So they're buying places and moving up there, at least part of the time, to escape the nonsense that's going on in America. And so in addressing some of the things, why doesn't this make sense? The Sydney Fire Department, as an example, has a few career members and mostly volunteers. Three people work in the fire department full-time, and they have 43 volunteers for the rescue services, protection, backup emergency medical services are provided with these people. The fire department operates under the direction of the chief, who's responsible to the mayor. In order to deliver the services needed to accomplish all of these things, the fire department is organized in two divisions. Operations, responsible for the delivery of emergency services, including fire, rescue, and medical response. It's also responsible for getting and maintaining the skills and expertise required by the firefighters. In other words, they train the volunteers. That's what they do. So why wouldn't that work in most every community? To a certain, maybe you can't get by with three, maybe you got six, or maybe you got 12, or maybe you got 20. But in the town I live in, there are 140 members of the fire department, and they don't do a damn thing. They put out a fire once in a while. They drive the ambulances every time there's an automobile accident. There's a fire department rescue team there, whether they're needed or not. You got a fender bender.
And my wife was asking about that the other day.
And it's crazy. No wonder these, this we have this budget. But where is their common sense? It's all going to melt down and everything's going to have to
Let me jump on the other side of the street.
Help yourself,
okay?
Richie. Let's go at it.
If people were sitting on the side of the road after a car accident that were hurt,
yeah,
you would be screaming that
no,
they weren't
they have
service.
The facilities to do it when it's appropriate. You gauge the services. These things didn't used to happen. When I was a kid or even a younger adult, there's a problem. Somebody's right there on Johnny on the spot. Police come quickly. They assess the situation, and the rescue people or the ambulance gets there right away. There's a private service. You call them. There are two or three of them in Framingham alone that just do medical emergencies. The town fire department rescue thing goes out and gets you if you're in an accident. But if you need transport from one hospital, one facility to another, or there's some kind of emergency, the private guys are there to do it.
You know what blew my mind?
But did I take care of your...
Yeah, we can go back.
What blew your mind?
When my dad died, and I ran to my mom's house, and my dad's there in his office, sitting in his chair, dead.
Right.
The cops are there.
Yeah.
Because I had called them on my way over.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, well, when does the ambulance come take him away?
Oh, they don't.
They don't.
No.
Because
surprise.
The coroner or the funeral guy comes and gets him.
Yeah. He's going to stay until you have a plan.
I'm like, the medical examiner? Is anybody? He's like,
Quincy, call him.
He goes, it's up to you. And I'm like, really? And I'm like, okay then.
Okay, I'm digging a hole in the backyard. Dad, you ready?
Yeah.
I thought about it. It'd be cheaper once.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're at that point, you're forced to go shopping for this stuff.
Totally.
On the phone,
you
in the front yard.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sitting there on the cell phone.
I'm taking bids on Ed and his body.
And, my dad taught me well enough. You know, I'm on the phone with one guy. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to make a few calls. Is that your best price?
Yeah.
But it's weird because you don't even want to be in the house at that point. Like, you have to do all that work outside.
I wore tracks in the front yard, man.
Yeah.
So, but, Doug, you were talking about the government.
Yeah.
And the money. An amazing thing came out this weekend. Do you know that the U.S. Treasury told the world last Thursday that it had 73.76. Yeah, and that Apple has more money in cash reserves
that earlier.
Than the government does?
Yep.
Is that amazing?
Amazing.
Make you feel good.
Bob in El Paso, KTSM, what's your solution, Bob?
Well, Doug, I figure if I've got to pay my taxes, all those guys that are short trading on the stocks and the commodities ought to pay theirs. Even if we only put a 2% tax on all those stocks and the short trades and the commodities that are dealt every day, you could solve the debt problem in probably, a month, 2 months?
I don't know enough about that business, sir, to be able to tell you that what you're suggesting is smart or not. It sounds like you're somebody who's knowledgeable. So how would this work?
Well, you put a 2% tax on every time they trade.
Yeah.
For every stock or short trade.
How's that different than putting a 1% tax on your everything you put in the bank? If these people are doing whatever they're doing, if they're making money, they're paying taxes on it. So you want to double tax
them. No, they're not. The business is paying taxes on their total. They don't pay taxes on all the stock rollover. That's how the short traders are putting us out of business.
Putting who out of business?
All the little guys at the bottom down here that are trying the people that are working their tails off trying to make a living every day.
So are you a day trader?
Short traders. Yeah, no, I used to be.
Yeah.
But I got put out of business by the guys that are short trading.
Well, there's a whole different, I think there's a whole different focus there. You and I would probably agree strongly that the commodities brokers and traders are screwing up the system, and the best example is the price of gasoline. But if you look at the price of corn, any commodity can be traded, and it's fair and open season for you. It's betting. I mean, we're back to the betting discussion. It's betting that corn futures are going to be worth $6.90 a bushel come October, or that a barrel of oil is going to be worth $130 come December, or how much is a bushel of wheat. It's all about it's all speculation, and that is one thing that we perhaps all agree on. The president has said that we have to figure out a way, and Bush said the same thing, and so did Clinton. I don't know who else said it, but we have
simple.
What's simple about it? How do we fix it?
You put a 2% tax on every one of those short day traders on every trade that they make. When they make it.
Yeah.
Take it from them. They take it from them right then. They're standing there buying and selling right on the floor.
Yeah.
All they've got to do is just add it up and take it. You're telling me the government can put a man on the moon, but they can't take 2 cents out of this guy's trades every day?
Well, we can't put a man on the moon right now because we don't have any money to do it.
Yeah.
If we took the 2 cents out of the traders to get a man on the moon, I'm all for it. That's the way
we'll
fix that, Bob. All right, thanks.
Man, screw the moon. Let's go to Mars.
He's all wound up.
Let's go to Jupiter. All right. 800-510-8255. I want to take one more call on this, then we got to get to Dr. Ken, right, Richie? I think
sure.
we do.
Yeah.
All right, James, listening to the Jet. Hi. Hello.
Yeah, you hear me?
I can, as a matter of fact. It's wonderful to hear you, James.
Okay.
Super.
Now, what I found out is a lot of the county or the cities will hire these directors to come in and cut people and, save money, and what ends up happening is they end up giving it back to the director as raises and bonuses. That's their job when they come in. Plus, the directors and stuff have figured out, like you're talking about the firemen, the more people they hire, the more people they have to oversee, the bigger the money they get.
More justification for them.
Yeah, exactly. And this is an ongoing thing everywhere in America. And they just, it's a constant.
Yeah.
Take Obama. He came in, he's a president, and every president does it. And they bring in their regime. And they hire a bunch of new people.
Yep, it's all, and they've got this czar and that czar, and yeah. Remember that old song, Richie, we used to play? He's the president in resident.
That's my Bush.
That's my Bach Bear. All right, so 15 before the hour, and good day.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us now with a daily dose of important medical information. This segment brought to you by the folks at AlloCure. Immediate digestive relief. If you want to get immediate digestive relief, you got gas, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, call 855-879-2873. Easier to remember, perhaps, for those of you who can remember letters rather than numbers, 855-TRY-ALLOCURE. Get a special offer. What is this the key to, Ken? AlloCure is the key to what in our health?
It's an all-natural solution that calms stomach acid, and it allows your body to heal itself. Doug, it's the number one aloe-based supplement for balancing stomach acid. It helps maintain normal blood sugar levels, naturally relieves heartburn and acid reflux, and even helps you sleep better.
This is a product that is so good, so natural. It is so good you can drink it or you can put it on your skin. Got a cut? I got a cut yesterday on my knee. I put the stuff on today. You look at it, you'd think we were in another world. It's healing so fast. That's how good aloe vera is, all natural. If you'd like to try this again, the number is 855-879-2873. Rich, you might want to write this number down, because every time Ken talks about this, people call. Mm-hmm. What's that number again?
Absolutely.
855-TRY-ALLOCURE, 855-879-2873. Speaking of that, this story that we're following at DougSteffen.com about robots acting like us, looking like us, if in fact they can make a robot to be human-like, why can't we develop pieces that are robotic, like, I suppose, mechanical, to replace things that break down in our bodies, Ken? Or is that what's happening, or is that what's coming?
Well, it's a $6 million man or woman. There are replaceable parts in our body, and just stay tuned. There'll be one new one as we talk each week and month.
Wow. New stuff. It's pretty amazing. Meanwhile, back to the traditional fish oil in expectant moms. This is a pretty specific study.
Fascinating. A woman who consumes fish oil supplements during pregnancy may decrease the number of colds early in her baby's life. Symptoms also resolve faster throughout the first 6 months of life for the supplement group compared to the placebo group. Doug, they gave omega-3 fish oil, DHA, 400 milligrams a day in the latter half of gestation.
DHA. Omega-3 DHA. I think we're all agreeing that that's the best of all the fish oils, omega-3 DHA, all right? Not EPA, but DHA. Okay, let's see here. Chewing your food, if you do a good job, you don't eat so much. That's pretty interesting. And when you think about it, it makes common sense, right?
A DG way to help you lose weight, people who chew their food more, taking fewer calories, which may help them control their weight. This is out of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition this week.
And drinks that are sweet. You're a cardiologist. You're on your way to the clinic. People over the weekend drink too much. What does it do for heart disease risk?
Beverages sweetened with fructose or high fructose corn syrup, Doug, can worsen cardiovascular risk factors, even in the young and healthy. This is out of the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism this week.
Instead of these jerks at the FDA chasing around people who are pursuing a healthy diet with raw milk, they ought to be trying to do something. The fructose corn syrup is out voluntarily, not by mandate, right?
Right. Can I correct something really quickly that was said this morning?
Quick.
A few minutes. Angioplasty, it's life-saving with an acute heart attack, but it's helpful for symptoms. What she was trying to say, what she really meant, was if you don't have symptoms.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special, or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Let's try that again. Okay. I got it. I'm in with the program here, Rich.
You are in.
It is 53, maybe almost 54 past the hour. Better Living with Doug and Jennifer and Rich. Everything you need to know about technology and the usage thereof. We'll have some Facebook comments on what we were talking about yesterday and today. Before we get to that, though, before I'm getting sloppy, I have to get careful. It's a sort of colloquial expression, before we do this, before we do that, which is an abbreviation of before this and before that. So before we get to Facebook stuff, it's time for our friend Alex Goldfein. Did you know that Android tablet sales are predicted to outsell Apple's iPad? So if they got $74 billion in the bank at Apple, who's counting the money over at Android or whoever? Who is that?
Google has apparently Google. 39 million.
Yeah, billion. They're not hurting.
39 billion.
39 billion.
So you got billion. About half of what Apple does.
Let me look here. Yeah, Google has 39.1 billion.
In the bank.
Microsoft has $40.23 billion.
In the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how do we do that?
Want to swap?
Let's see if we can sign on to that trip. Meanwhile, Android tablet sales, big, big, big stuff. And Alex Goldfein is going to tell you when, how, why, wherefore, who art thou, and all that good stuff in a moment here on Good Day.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Reuters reports that tablet devices running Google's Android software will catch up with Apple's iPad and actually outsell it in 2016. That's according to a research firm called Informa. Here's my reaction. A big, fat, so what?
Countless companies are now making Android tablets. Motorola, Samsung, HP, HTC, Amazon is coming on the market. So I repeat, so what? Android smartphones currently outsell Apple's iPhone. But guess which company recently overtook Nokia as the top seller of smartphones? That's right, Apple. Why? Because Apple sells just a couple of iPhone models at a time, and Android goes after it with 30 or 50 devices. It doesn't mean anything, and it's the exact same way in tablets. This is all like Windows computers, made by many different companies outselling Macs. This story with the tablets, this is that. I'm Alex Goldfein.
This is that.
This is that.
This is that. Mm-hmm. Researchers have created the world's smallest battery. It is thinner than a strand of hair. Sort of reminds me of the theme to that movie that was out last year with Tom Cruise and Cameron Diaz, Night and Day. It was about the development of a new battery and how the bad guys in the government were trying to get away from the young boy that's being protected by Tom Cruise. Anyway, so can you imagine, though, a battery thinner than a strand of hair.
Weren't they looking at using, what is it, live organisms, microbiotics or something like that as an energy source?
Right, yeah. Yep, you can do that.
It's amazing.
Like I'm a scientist. Yeah, you can do that.
Think about that. How amazing it is. Something is so small you can't even see being an energy source for some kind of equipment that you use, and then being able to harness it and actually direct it.
We are those guys.
Are the men in black.
Them guys. Okay, so Facebook yesterday and today. Jennifer, a review, s'il vous plaît.
Well, the big story yesterday on Facebook, we were talking about comfort foods.
Yes, we were.
And your, excuse me, your favorite comfort foods. We got lots of response. And if you want to get a little hungry this morning.
Yeah.
Nancy said warm bread and real butter.
Oh, yum, little jelly and jam.
Or a piece of really good pizza. Kim said mac and cheese. Josh Jones said sandwiches. Sean Schofield said pork barbecue. Pretty tasty. Joanne said pasta. Ernesto said hot dogs. Got to be careful about those hot dogs, Ernesto.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Tom Bett says peanuts. Vicky says beef stew. Davina says chicken soup. We got to vote for chocolate from Amy. Chicken pot pie from Laura Cross.
Chicken pot pie.
And right now we're talking about gambling and local government. So go and chime in at facebook.com/Good Day.
Do they go together? Gambling, casinos, local and state government, is that the way to fix the problems of the overspending?